The pretty little house you see here is called Holmen, and Holmen in Norwegian means an island. Now, this house was situated on an island in the river, with one tributary of the river going down where it goes down today, and the other tributary going down on the other side of the house. As you can see from the old pictures before the power station got constructed, this house was situated on the steep slopes of the Lysefjord, and there were big stones all around it. There were none of these beautiful stone walls and flat areas back then. The house, in fact, is much older than the power station. It's from 1824, and it was a tenant farm, a farm under the main farm of Lully. But the relationship between these two farms would not have been very hierarchical, because there were siblings living in both of them. We know from population counts that when the power station here got constructed, there were about 10 people living in this house. It was Johan Selvik. He was a blacksmith. He came from Bergen. He had married a Flørli girl called Ragnhild Flørli, and she was living here with her mother, Tobias Flørli. In addition, there were 6 children in this house, and we know there may have been one or several workers also living here. Can you imagine in this little house? Now, their livelihoods was not from farming. Rather, the farm was to keep themselves fed, and they were working in a stone quarry around the corner here in the direction of Kalali. They were quarrying beautiful square cobblestones that are used for pavements in the city of Stavanger, and that were probably also exported to elsewhere. Come on with me, and we're going to the center of what became the village of Lully, where I will tell you about the first construction period from 1916 to 1918.